welcoming in now Hallie Tienen, who just graduated from the Wenatchee Valley College. Is it technically the School of Nursing?
You know what? I don't think so. I think we just call it Wenatchee. Well, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I've been calling it the School of Nursing the whole day today because I just am like, isn't that what they didn't like? You go to the School of Nursing program?
Or yeah. Well, yeah, it's the nursing program. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have graduated from the School of Nursing by the end of this interview. That's all I got to say about that. All right. No, Hallie Tienen, you were part of the first class that graduated from the degree program, the nursing program. When you were, I kind of want to go back a little bit because obviously, you know, this isn't something when you were growing up, you know, going through high school or even a first time around in college or anything like it was obviously being the first program. This isn't something that you've known about for a long time because it's a new program.
Right.
When you heard about the program, what sort of was one of the things that struck you about what they talked about or kind of maybe one of the things you were reading about the program that drew you in and made you want to go and do it?
Well, I went through the ADN program or the associate's degree program in 2010. I graduated. And then since then, I've talked to instructors that have said, hey, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And 9 years later, or 8 years later, it finally came. And I just really enjoyed the program as a whole. I really like the Jenny Capello, the dean. All the teachers were just wonderful, and it ended up being a great time in my life where, hey, this works out, and then, hey, here's this program that you can do. And the hybrid part of it was also really great. So part in class and part at home was just great for kids and working and stuff like that.
And I'd imagine there's a lot of people that are maybe looking at potentially switching careers or I guess that's kind of it, or starting that idea of a new career, but they're at a point in their life where it's going to be challenging. They can't just drop everything and go to college for even a year sometimes, without some other things on the side. So talk to me a little bit about that hybrid portion of the program and how beneficial that can be to somebody who's kind of at that point, maybe not a traditional student.
So it's 3 days a quarter, so we were in class for 4 quarters, a total of almost 11 months. So you're in class 3 days, the rest is all online, and you drive it yourself. Technically, the professors put on when assignments are due, but when you get them done is totally up to you. I have 2 kids and work, and going to class 3 to 5 days a week is not an option. Right. So it worked so great into my daily life and great with my kids. I could do homework at night while they're sleeping. And it was just that made it realistic. It made it actually happen, how accessible it was to people like me.
So now you went through the associate's program. So essentially you're just going into a deeper dive, a more expanded level of the nursing program. So it's probably something for somebody like your case, it was just an expansion of what you already knew. For somebody maybe, for what you know of the program, for somebody who maybe is an accountant or a stay-at-home mom whose kids are maybe getting too old for her to, you know, or a stay-at-home dad for that matter. Mm-hmm. When you think about that program, is it still something you think that somebody who maybe isn't in that field already or somebody who isn't already kind of knowledgeable about that area can still get in there and succeed at a relatively reasonable pace?
Well, the associate's part is rigorous. So, getting my associate's degree was tough. I mean, you are fully in school. but the bachelor's, yes. And a lot of it isn't, I mean, you have to be safe to practice still, regardless of whether you have an associate's or bachelor's degree, right? So, a lot of the bachelor's degree is leadership, population health, stuff that is really relevant to everybody. It's not specific to people should all know this kind of stuff. It shouldn't just be specific to nursing. So, yeah, I think anybody could find it applicable to their daily life, at least the bachelor portion, and it could fit into their life.
And I'd imagine, because I've gone back to college, and my wife and I had a situation where we were lucky enough that I could work part-time and go back to college, and I was very lucky in that respect. And so there are people who are in that scenario. And you know what? If they're willing to sacrifice for a year or two, it can lead to something down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd imagine if you already have an associate's in nursing degree and you're already working, I guess what, so were you working as a nurse or like, I'm not sure what the levels are or something.
Yeah, I was working when we started the program, I was working in a PACU as a nurse, and I've been working as a floor nurse in some way or another for the last 8 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Since you graduated.
Yeah, since I graduated,
the first time.
Yes.
But for somebody who maybe wasn't already in that position, they would probably have to go back and do the associate's program, so
right.
Which would be a little more hardcore. Okay.
Yes.
When you talked, I'd imagine when you guys have done this, and you the program was only 11 months, you said,
mm-hmm.
But I'd imagine being the first class, there was a lot of people coming to you and trying to get your thoughts, your reactions. What were you telling them about the program, kind of your thoughts on it?
You know, I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, not in a bad way, but I didn't have really big expectations as far as what a bachelor's degree was going to be. But I was pleasantly surprised with, not in a bad way, but how well they got it together, how well it flowed. They had really awesome instructors. They were so diverse. And just as a whole, I feel like I came out of, as a person, a better, well-rounded person. So that's what I've been telling people all along. It was tough. It was, it took a lot of time. I don't know what to do with my free time now. But it made me better, I would say, as a whole. Yeah.
That's one of the things I think when you do classes at home, it requires a lot of self-discipline. And if you're mm-hmm. good at it and you can get into that program, eventually you get to the other side and you're like, wait, there's all these things that I always had to do, and now I don't have to do them anymore.
Yes, yes. Now I'm reading books again, real books, like not nursing books.
I always wonder what that Harry Potter was up to. No, I'd heard about it. No, anyways. So I'd imagine then, too, when people, maybe as you, what I guess, what does the bachelor's degree get you, or what has it allowed you to do that maybe the associate's degree didn't?
Well, so far, not a whole lot since I graduated on Friday.
Well, that's true. What will it allow you to
what
do?
What will it allow? So my goal is to become a nurse practitioner. When I started the program, I really enjoy, and I still enjoy education and want to teach new nurses. And basically, the BSN is a way of getting you to that next level, whether it be management or educating, just kind of get you a step above where you're at. But for me, it was a bridgeway into getting my master's degree in the near future.
Oh, so you got big plans going down the
line. I got some more time to put in. Yes, I do.
How old are your children?
5 and 16 months, and one's due in November. Yes.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Hey, if I did this, I can do anything.
You know what? That's the thing is that I think people get a little bit too concerned about what they have the time or ability to do when they realize, like, look, if you just go in the idea that I can do this,
absolutely,
you'll figure out how.
I learned through this that the only person who has the ability to limit me is me. So I can do whatever now.
Here's an interesting, because you're a nurse, but you're also a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of the burden of knowledge.
Oh.
So when your kids are sick or something happens, is there a burden of knowledge where you kind of picture everything possibly that could go wrong?
Oh yeah, I feel sorry for my children and my husband. Worst case scenario is where your mind always goes, and then you have to take some steps back slowly to realize, no, it was just a cut, or no, they're not dying of the flu, like just a cold, it's okay. But it affects everyone in my life. I mean, like, recently we had a family member in the hospital, and it was like, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You got to hop back. Yes, so definitely.
Well, my father-in-law is a nurse practitioner. I think he's what he is. There's so many different levels. I have a hard time differentiating him in my head. But I think he's a nurse practitioner, and he becomes kind of the default guy. Any person, any time anybody goes into the hospital, he is the one that deals with the doctor.
Yes.
Because he's the one that can like talk the talk and have the conversation and then come back and try to relay the information to the family.
Yeah, please interpret. That's what they always say. Can you interpret what's going on for me? Yes, yes, I can.
Well, because, I mean, look, the human body is one of the most fascinating and complicated things.
Absolutely.
In this world.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Yes. I enjoy it. It's fun.
I know. Good. I knew very early on in my life I was never going to be a doctor. I knew it because when I was in second or third grade, I was in a program, but they pulled you out of class and it was like, they called it the challenge pullout program. And it was supposed to be for, at the time, this is when you differentiated kids who are smart from kids who are not. And so, or at least kids who are at the same level. And so I was part of this program that got pulled out and they put me in this room and they're like, all right, here is a cow brain. And I went up and looked at it. Went, that is the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't want any part of this.
I think that's good, knowing that young, what you want and don't want. A lot of people don't come out that good anymore, right?
There's still debates on whether or not that helped me or so anyways, back to the Bachelor School of Nursing program and not my traumatic childhood memories. So back to that. So this is a new program that the school has started. And so I guess this upcoming year is year two.
Correct. Yes.
When the registration and kind of deadline or when people need to be trying to get into this? When did you have to have it in by?
Well, they just started the second year in June, and they should, well, they're done. They're on their summer break or whatever. I'm not sure if they're doing another one on top of it, but I believe the third year would then start in June. And I don't know when they would be due.
Okay.
So they're trying, I think, to gauge it so that they can graduate in June versus graduate in August like we did.
Oh. So they've shifted the time frame
a little
bit.
Yeah, they shifted the start time, yeah.
What are the things, because I'd imagine it's nice to have all the graduation ceremonies at one time.
Yeah, well, you have all the different pinnings for just the associates programs in June, so I think doing them all would probably be easier than dividing them. So, yeah. It was a good idea.
Yeah, because you guys graduated on Friday, so you haven't even technically been a graduate of this program for a week.
No, not. It feels like it. But no, it hasn't been a week yet.
Now, part of the program you talked about going on and getting your master's, I'd assume that I'm still the old school mind, that two-year colleges are two-year colleges and then four-year schools are four-year schools. So you're going to help me break that. Okay. So when you get to the bachelor's from Wenatchee Valley College, that's a bachelor's degree.
It's a four-year degree,
that's yes. The same as any other bachelor's degree from any other four-year university.
Correct, yes.
And so you can go on to UW or the new medicine program at WSU over in Spokane or some other program, I don't know what of other ones in the state or anywhere.
Yes, yeah.
And that's a bachelor's degree, you've got it, you're good.
Yep, I'm ready to go for my master's, yes.
And so when you've decided you aren't crazy enough yet, you're going to go for the master's degree.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Sometimes I sit back and think about it. I'm like, oh, that's probably not the best idea. But, you know, when you have a passion for it, I love nursing. I love taking care of people, and this community is wonderful, and I can make a difference within this community, and that's what I want to do. So I'll put in my time.
Well, and I think that's one of the nice things about nurses is you don't get into nursing because you don't like people. You don't get into nursing because you don't want to help people. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad money, but it ain't enough money if you don't like people to go into nursing.
I would agree with that, yeah.
and that's really the important part is that you get in there because your heart. It's the same thing as being a teacher.
Right.
It's the same thing as being a police officer. It's the same thing as doing a lot of these things. See, what I do, I like to think I'm helping the community, but I know I'm sitting here talking to a microphone.
You're sharing wonderful information. I love that.
That is true. How do people find out more? How do people get into touch with the program? Or how do we get more people getting so much people over to the school that they feel like they have to have like two classes right on top of each other?
Well, there's tons of information online. Dr. Hosey, Kristen Hosey, and Jenny Capello are great leaders of the program. So I'm sure if you had any questions to reach out to them. I believe their information is all available on the WVC website. But I think it's just more of us talking about what the benefits are from the program that have graduated. And so I think we're only going to see it soar from here.
And I'd imagine the folks who are nurses, you can go out, and for those who didn't have the bachelor's degree, who did the same program, you can go out there and say, look, if you want to get out there and get more leadership opportunities, maybe more money, or maybe you want to go on and to have a more advanced, you don't have to go be a doctor, but to go have that nurse practitioner's degree, this is a great first step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't do it any other way. This was the best thing for me. It was an awesome opportunity, and I got a great education out of it.
So. And it's not that inconvenient.
No. It's so, like, 10 minutes to get to school, you know, one day a month. I can't complain. And the teachers are great. It was professors, sorry, are wonderful.
It's not shortchanged then, though.
No, professor.
Hallie Tienen, a graduate from the nursing program with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, part of the first class. Thank you so much for swinging by today.
Thank you for having me.